This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'll stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
All right, Judge Joe Brown doesn't want to talk about it, but I'm making it because he told me privately. It's not out yet, but I will definitely eat Judge Joe Brown barbecue. Tell me about this.
Oh, yeah, I had this other side thing. Judge Joe Brown barbecue. You be the judge. I was, and I adjudicate that it is good. We'll have seasonings, recipes. We have sauces, and the three of them are great. It's regular, OG, and hot. And we have chicken links, and we'll have some of that near meat, beyond meat links. And we will have some barbecue pits, cookers, and such like that use either charcoal, propane, gas.
I said, hey, let me get you barbecue. And you said, oh, yeah, I'm going to watch
it. Oh, yeah, I love barbecue.
Sir, you said you're flying out tomorrow afternoon, but you're going to come back tomorrow.
Yes, I will be back. I'll be back.
Yes, sir. Okay, we got like 3 minutes left, 4 minutes left. You were making some huge points about everything.
I have a sneaking suspicion, and this is kind of a prediction. You can see that the mainstream media is trying to infer that Biden is perhaps a little senile. And that gives him a face, so they're saving face so they can carry out their plan, which is to resign so Mrs. Kamala Imhoff becomes president. And under the operation of the 20th Amendment, Nancy Pelosi becomes vice president, if you can wrap your mind around that thought. Mrs. Imhoff. Now, why do we have Mrs. Hillary Clinton, Mrs. Nancy Pelosi, Mrs. Sarah Palin, but we got Miss Kamala Harris instead of Mrs. Kamala Harris? Is that a feminist statement involved in this to reject this institution of marriage, which 50 years ago was portrayed as an institution of female enslavement? Another example of this mess. And frankly, I don't trust that woman. I was in California when she was out there, and there was all sorts of corruption and bribery and extortion that was going on. And personally, as somebody that's been involved with the criminal law for 50 years, I would say if there's a more reprehensible, unprincipled, and dishonest segment of the human population, it is career prosecutors. Not all of them, but two.
But she was like the queen of that.
Yes.
From people, I mean, like she had a particular animus towards black people.
Oh, yes. Horrible. And she's not black. She's what you call a Hindu Tamil Brahmin. And anthropologically, guess what that group is called? They're called Indo-Aryans. See, she is what an Aryan is. It's not blonde-haired, blue-eyed. Hitler and his boys told a lie for the benefit of the German public that Aryans are blonde-haired, blue-eyed from the far north. No, they are from...
Well, Iran actually means Aryan.
Yeah. They're from India. They're swarthy, the dark skin with dark, coarse hair and dark eyes, just like Kamala Harris. And being from Jamaica does not make you
African-American. Sure, but why, you showed the photos on the interview you were on. Why she have such a hard on? Like, they said she was the worst prosecutor ever. Like,
oh, yeah.
She would just attack black people. Like, what is the point?
Oh, well, see, from some of my colleagues out there, they tell me that she just wore short skirts so the judges protected her. And she'd get away with a lot of stuff she wasn't supposed to do as a prosecutor. And she was unprincipled. Too much power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, and career prosecutors do not have enough people looking over their shoulders.
What's that woman's name that's white with blonde hair that says she's black? That's almost like what she's like.
Well, exactly. And it's a shame, because Indians are fine people.
Yeah, they are,
but
I
wonder about how she disregards and disses her own people by saying she's something else. So...
Exactly. Why is she not proud of who she is?
Now, this woman looks more black than Kamala Harris does. If you've ever met any Hindu Brahmin caste, if you look at a collection of Hindu Brahmin caste women, they look just exactly
like
that.
Well, that's where she's at. She's an elitist.
Yes.
That's the upper class.
Yes. They have casteism in India, where if you're an untouchable at the bottom and you brush up against one, you have to be decontaminated.
All right, Judge Joe Brown, we are blown away. Your podcast, your radio shows, just Google Judge Joe Brown. You're amazing, and you're so amazing to be here with us. We look forward to having you back on tomorrow. You'll also be on the morning show.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com. For anaerobic septic tanks, TheBioPros.com.
Summit.news studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Hello, everybody, and we are back with the Summit News Hour live here from London, where it's 25 degrees outside, 77 Fahrenheit. You American listeners, summer has finally arrived, but we still see hordes of people walking around suffocating themselves in face masks outside, even though there's literally no law, no rule that says they have to do that, because they're part of the cult. They're part of the cult that wants this lockdown to never end, to continue forever, and that's precisely what it looks like is going to happen here in the United Kingdom, with the news that this easing of restrictions, this total lifting of restrictions, the supposed Freedom Day of 21st of June here, in a couple of weeks' time, is, surprise, surprise, not going to happen. And we predicted it every turn of the way. Headline out of lockdownskeptics.org says lockdown could be extended by between 2 weeks and a month following grim briefing to ministers by Whitty and Vallance. Grim briefing, by the way, and we featured this story weeks ago, by the same people who were literally caught, not just caught, but admitted to the fact that they use, in their own words, and this is out the Telegraph, psychological mind control, unethical and totalitarian methods to brainwash the public into complete compliance by scaring them, by putting out information and narratives that made out as if the threat from coronavirus was way worse than it actually was. And of course, that translated in the polls, which were later conducted, which found that the average Brit found that 100 times more people in the United Kingdom had died from COVID-19 than had actually died. That was at a point last summer. Similar in America, in fact, even worse in America, where the average American thinks 225 times more people have died from COVID in the US than actually have, again, because of their fear-mongering, manipulative media. These scientists, the same ones that we're listening to, the same ones who say we cannot end the lockdown, admitted that they wanted to, quote, ramp up the fear. Again, that's a quote, that's their words, in order to enlist this unquestioning mass compliance from the public. They admit using, or they admit weaponizing behavioral psychology as a form of population control. They admit all that, and they admit doing it for the past year. And yet we're still listening to them. Why are we still listening to them when they've admitted to brainwashing, psychologically manipulating the public to support measures which are completely out of bounds? Not correlative to the actual data, but that doesn't matter, because on Monday the Prime Minister's spokesman said, and not for the first time, it still remains there is nothing in the data to currently suggest step four of the lockdown roadmap can't go ahead at the earliest date. Unfortunately, reports today are far more pessimistic about a June 21st unlock. This is due to a fairly grim briefing given to ministers
by the government's scientific advisors, the same ones who got it spectacularly wrong, the same ones who admitted brainwashing, weaponizing behavioral psychology to manipulate the public, and yet this government is still listening to them. The Times reports Britain's roadmap for easing lockdown could be delayed by a fortnight, with cabinet ministers increasingly pessimistic. And then we have this, forget about a fortnight. Guardian reports Sunak could accept 4-week delay to ending COVID restrictions in England. Rishi Sunak is willing to accept a delay of up to 4 weeks to the final stage of England's reopening roadmap, the Guardian understands, as the government considers extending restrictions beyond 21st of June. They move the goalposts at every available opportunity. So again, people say, why can't you wait 2 weeks? It's just 2 weeks. Oh, but then it's 4 weeks. 15 months ago, we were told 3 weeks to flatten the curve. This was March 2020. Just remain under lockdown for 3 weeks, it'll all be over. 3 weeks to protect the NHS. We've had several lockdowns since. Now we're here at a stage 15 months later where they're saying, we just need 2 more weeks. Oh no, we actually might need 4 weeks. Maybe we'll need a couple of months. Maybe we'll need 3 months. Then we're into autumn. Then we have the flu season coming back. Oh, look, we've discovered this scary new variant or scarian. Now we need to wait until Christmas. The same pattern that happened last year. It never ends. It is never going to end until the majority of the British public stand up and tell them that they're not going to listen anymore. It doesn't seem to be the case right now, given what the polls say, which is still 70-80% of the public would probably want to remain under lockdown for years to come, so long as they can sit on their arses and collect furlough money, get paid by the government to do nothing, pretty big incentive. So they're still trying to scare us with this Indian variant. The Indian variant has a lower hospitalization rate compared to the British variant, which they tried to scare us with a few months ago. Only 1% of this Indian variant, or Delta variant, as they're now calling it, because it's racist to say Indian, and that's more important. Only 1% of cases, 126 out of 12,383, were hospitalized. And even in the regions, you have to understand, Blackburn and Bolton, in the northwest of England, where you have these large Muslim populations who completely ignore social distancing, they have giant families, they don't care, they go and see each other, have been doing all throughout lockdown. Most of them don't take the vaccine, which is their right to do. But even in those pockets, the variant infection rates are falling. The hospitalization rates are falling. The deaths are falling to the point where we have now 0 deaths per day on numerous days over the past couple of weeks. And yet these sage government advisors, the same ones who've been caught lying to us time and time again, are still unwilling to relinquish that power. And they never, ever will. Look at this headline that we had earlier today. Norwegian health chief scolded for saying COVID-19 pandemic nearly over. A Norwegian public health professional received a massive official backlash after he suggested that the COVID-19 pandemic was, quote, nearly over, judging by the country's plummeting case numbers. So he made the fatal error. This is Preben Avisland, a Norwegian Institute of Public Health chief physician. He made the fatal error of tweeting a graph that showed the hospitalization rates in Norway were going down. He gave people hope. I mean, how dare he? He actually gave people hope and said to them, soon you'll be able to return to your normal lives. He said, quote, here in Norway, the pandemic is almost over. We can start preparing for an everyday life where the corona has very little place in our lives. He said, very few hospitalized and only several thousand cases of infection are discovered every week. The numbers are declining rapidly at the same time as more and more people are being vaccinated. So he basically said the hospitalization cases are rapidly declining. Norway is a country that only ever had 800 total coronavirus deaths. And what happened to this Norwegian public health official? Oh, he was crucified. He was crucified for saying to the public this could be coming to an end by the very people who never want it to come to an end because they're drunk on the power, the scientific dictatorship that has seized control of the West in light of this COVID scandal. The Prime Minister came out and said that people should keep complying with what they are ordered to do by the authorities. Mads Gilbert, the head of the Emergency Medicine Department at the University Hospital of North Norway, accused Avitsland of, quote, sabotaging the fight against the pandemic. So this guy is even parroting a consensus view that people need to get the vaccine. And look, the cases are going down. It's looking like it's pretty good news. There was a forest fire, but there's only little pockets of fire to put out. He gave the population hope that they'd get their normal lives back before the end of the summer. And now he's basically being cancelled by the medical establishment, by the government in Norway, for daring to suggest that people may get their freedoms returned to them in the next few weeks. What does that tell you about the scientific dictatorship that's taken control of the West in light of this COVID scandal? It proves to you that they never, ever want to relinquish power and never will do so until enough people stand up and resist and stop complaining. Not happening yet. We hope to see it happening over the next few weeks when people finally realize they're not going to get their summer back. We'll be back. Summit done.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So we've reached the point 15 months later where they're still saying they're going to extend the lockdown when literally no people are dying. The hospitals are empty. The flu's disappeared miraculously. I'm sure that'll make a roaring return over the winter and the autumn months. Huffington Post reports Michael Gove would bet on June 21st relaxation of COVID rules. Note that term, relaxation. We were told, the British public, that all rules would be lifted. Social distancing, mask wearing, rules on how many friends you're allowed to meet inside. Everything across the board would totally be lifted. That would be the new Freedom Day. We already had a Freedom Day last year on July the 4th. That went really well, didn't it? Now we're still under some form of lockdown. So they've changed the language. They've moved the goalposts every available opportunity. And now they're saying, well, there may be a relaxation. No, you said for months that this would be the end of it. So now they just changed the language and give us a couple of freedoms back and then take them away again when the autumn months arrive. Michael Gove has told colleagues that if he were a betting man, he would bet on a relaxation of England's COVID rules on June 21st. Gove made the comments during a ministerial meeting on Monday as Boris Johnson prepared to make a decision on whether to proceed with so-called Freedom Day. It's not Freedom Day because they're not going to lift the restrictions. They've lied about it all along. They also lied about the vaccine passport, said there would never be a domestic vaccine passport. That's complete BS. BBC Sport reports Euro 2020 fans at Wembley games are required to show proof of vaccination or negative test before entry. So they're rolling out the vaccine passport for domestic events like they said they would never do. Meanwhile, the debunked conspiracy theory that the fact checkers and the mainstream media and the social media networks vilified and banned people for the best part of the past 12 months, that the virus leaked deliberately from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, continues to be proven in triplicate over and over again. We've got a video here, and I'll come back and talk about the latest on this after. Chinese government scientists filed COVID vaccine patent before pandemic began. Let's go to this clip right now. Here it is. A Chinese government scientist who worked closely with researchers at the Wuhan lab filed a patent for a COVID-19 vaccine well before the disease became a global pandemic. Can't think of why that could possibly be. Yusen Zhu, who worked for the People's Liberation Army, lodged the paperwork on behalf of the Chinese political party on February 24, 2020, according to the Australian newspaper. That date was just 5 weeks after China first confirmed human transmission of the coronavirus. Zhu is also said to have worked closely with scientists at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, including Xi Zhengli, the deputy director of the lab, who is famous for her research on coronavirus in bats. Turns out Mr. Zhu, who also had close ties to the University of Minnesota and the New York Blood Center, came to an unfortunate, untimely end. 3 weeks after he filed the patent, he was dead. And his death was only recorded by a single Chinese media outlet. Move along, nothing to see here. Another disappearing act took place over the weekend when Dr. Christian Anderson yeeted his own Twitter account. Anderson was the virologist who emailed Dr. Fauci in January 2020 to tell him that the COVID-19 virus looked like it had been engineered in a lab. Now he's gone completely dark on Twitter after deleting thousands of posts and terminating his entire account completely. Again, nothing suspicious about that whatsoever. Now yet another major scientific study has come to the same conclusion that fact checkers and mainstream media outlets derided as a debunked conspiracy theory. The same conclusion that you weren't allowed to voice on any major social media platform for the best part of the last year. According to Dr. Stephen Key and Berkeley physics professor Richard Muller, quote, the most compelling reason to favor the lab leak hypothesis is firmly based in science. The scientists added that COVID-19 COVID-19 has a genetic footprint that has never been observed in a natural coronavirus. The research points to the genome sequencing of the virus CGG-CGG, which is one of 36 sequencing patterns observed but does not occur in nature. The scientists said, quote, the CGG-CGG combination has never been found naturally. That means the common method of viruses picking up new skills called recombination cannot operate here. Last week, emails from Dr. Fauci released under the Freedom of Information Act request revealed that the same guy who thanked Fauci for dismissing the lab leak theory had not only funded the Wuhan lab, he was later tasked by the WHO with conducting the investigation into it. Dr. Peter Daszak was also hired by Facebook as a fact checker, and tasked with the responsibility of censoring conspiracy theories concerning the hypothesis that the virus leaked from the lab. Even after all this came to light, medical journal The Lancet still appointed Daszak as the leader of a task force to investigate the origins of the coronavirus again. This is all just one huge coincidence, and doesn't clearly indicate in any way that the same people responsible for leaking the virus from the lab then tried to cover it up. How could anyone even dare to draw such a conclusion? So, again, they were already working on the vaccine. This guy mysteriously died 3 months later. Now we have this report, again, out of Summit.News. A different virus leaked from another Chinese biofacility at the same time as COVID-19. In the wake of renewed focus on the plausibility of the Wuhan lab leak of COVID-19, it has been noted that there was an outbreak of a different virus from another Chinese biofacility at around the same time. Reuters reported last year that brucellosis, a bacterial disease with flu-like symptoms, has infected more than 6,000 people in a single outbreak in northwestern China. The report further noted that usually caused by contact with humans, the outbreak in Longzhou, the capital of Gansu province, was due to a leak at a vaccine plant, according to Longzhou's Health Commission. People are still being treated at hospitals, even though the outbreak happened a year ago. Now we learn that they're literally planning in China to build dozens more of these bioweapons research facilities over the next few years. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, video. WHO advisor says China engaged in massive cover-up of COVID outbreak. This is a leading advisor for the World Health Organization, which again said there was no human-to-human transmission of COVID on January 14th, outright amplifying fake Chinese propaganda, but we should trust them now. He said that China is still engaged in a massive cover-up of the coronavirus pandemic, calling for a full investigation to be conducted. Jamie Metzl urged that the Chinese have engaged in a massive cover-up that is going on until this day, involving destroying samples, hiding records, placing a universal gag order on Chinese scientists. Some of the same scientists, by the way, who were trying to warn that coronavirus actually did have human-to-human transmission. They were hunted down by the Chinese government, banned by social media networks in the West. And he says they're imprisoning Chinese citizen journalists asking the most basic questions, which again they did at the start of the pandemic, and Facebook and Twitter facilitated their silencing because they're such moral arbiters of truth. Another headline here, yet another scientific study concludes COVID is likely lab-engineered. This is Dr. Stephen Key and Berkeley physics professor Richard Muller, dangerous conspiracy theorist by the sound of it, who revealed the findings in the Wall Street Journal, noting that, quote, the most compelling reason to favor the lab leak hypothesis is firmly based in science. They point out COVID-19 has a genetic footprint that has never been observed in a natural coronavirus. The research points to the genome sequencing of the virus, which is one of 36 sequencing patterns observed but does not occur in nature. So every scientific fingerprint that they've analyzed suggests that this was deliberately manufactured and released from this lab. We couldn't talk about it for a year. We were called crazy conspiracy theorists. We were banned, derided, ostracized, and we were proven right yet again.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
I'm going to come back after this next video and talk about the cricket star who has been cancelled, his entire career in jeopardy, for tweets that he literally posted when he was 18 years old. Tweets that I've seen that were basically edgy lads banter, and he called himself the N-word when he was 18 on Twitter. God forbid, this guy needs to be ruined for the rest of his life. And then it gets worse, and I'm going to explain how it gets worse after that. We've also got big news on Black Lives Matter and the latest statue decolonization issue out of the United Kingdom. But first, the vaccine is being used as a tool of segregation in yet another way as it relates to dating apps. And as I point out in this video, I think people who use these kind of dating apps, Tinder and Bumble Prime amongst them, are worrying about the wrong infection. This is dating apps allow users to reject the unvaccinated. Let's roll it. Here it is. They have made it easier for users to reject people who haven't taken the COVID-19 vaccine. Some of Britain's leading dating apps are encouraging their users to display a badge on their profile to show they've been vaccinated against COVID in a new partnership with the government aimed at boosting vaccine uptake. Badges will enable users to quickly reject those who, whether out of medical necessity or personal choice, have not been vaccinated. Some platforms have also developed a new feature allowing users to display their preferences regarding social distancing and mask wearing when meeting in person. And they say romance is dead. Imagine what a joyless experience that would be. Going on a date with someone who refuses to remove their mask while insisting you stay at least 2 meters away from them, even though you've both had the vaccine. Bumble, the popular women first dating app, will enable people in the UK to add a vaccinated badge to their profiles. For those who apply the badge, Bumble will offer complimentary credits for premium features such as spotlights and super swipes. People on Bumble will also be able to share COVID preferences, letting them easily communicate how they are comfortable dating outdoors or indoors, how they feel about crowded spaces, and their expectations about masks and social distancing. Sounds like a whale of a time. May I suggest that if you're even using these soul-destroying, relationship-ruining, hypergamy-inducing apps, not only are you an idiot, but I think you're worrying about the wrong virus. The most Googled sex question in 2020 was, what are the symptoms of chlamydia? Lovely. Google queries for STD testing near me nearly quadrupled between April 2020 and the end of the year. Sexually transmitted diseases hit a record high for the sixth straight year, with CDC researchers finding a 30% increase in STDs from 2015 to 2019. According to the latest data, 2.5 million Americans had either chlamydia, gonorrhea, or syphilis infections in 2019, with chlamydia cases rising 61% and gonorrhea cases spiking 42% among young people aged 15 to 24. Compare this to 20 years ago, when according to researcher Paul Romaguera, gonorrhea rates in the US were at historic lows, syphilis was close to elimination, and advances in chlamydia diagnostics made it easier to detect infection. Sexually transmitted diseases are also on the rise in the UK. And don't forget, sexual promiscuity literally increases the risk of getting cancer by as much as 91%. Anglia Ruskin University scientists found that many cancers such as cervical, prostate and oral are linked to sexually transmitted infections. Experts found older women who had 10 or more lifetime lovers were 91% more likely to be diagnosed with cancer. So ironically, if you are dating someone you met on Tinder or Bumble, wearing a mask and staying as far away from them as possible might actually be a good idea. But not because of corona, because of the possibility that they've contracted several viruses from the dozens of people who they've had meaningless, degrading, casual sex with. That is on the Anything Goes channel, and you should subscribe to that channel for daily content. I'm going to shift to another issue now, though, which is the most absurd example of cancel culture, which doesn't exist, according to the left, that I've seen in recent years. Headline out of Summit News, cricketing authorities considering exposing another player for tweets he posted when he was 15. So I mentioned how it got worse. This followed the international suspension of cricketer, England cricketer Ollie Robinson, for tweets he posted when he was 18. And I've seen the tweets, and it's basically lads banter, offensive, edgy humour, talking about women in a way that's a little bit misogynistic when you're 18, God forbid. In 2012, these tweets were posted. 9 years ago. 9 years ago, and this guy's been strung up by his own cricketing authorities, by the very board, the very officials that are supposed to represent and protect him. The tweets he made when he was 18, he got an international suspension. His career's probably finished. It's probably ruined. He's been pulled out of the upcoming test matches. But it gets worse. Another cricketer could be about to face cancellation because of tweets he made when he was literally a child. Wisden.com, whoever the hell that is, some offence archaeology website, chose to obscure the identity of the player. Oh, how gracious of them. Who was 15 at the time of the tweet, but did include details of the post, including, you're going out with an Asian, and three hashtags, Asian through and through. Helly yo and some C word that I don't even know because they asterisked it out. So he said a rude word and he's told someone you're going out with an Asian when he was a 15-year-old child. Oh my God, crucify him. So this is obviously a prominent player. They're obviously considering exposing him for his previous thought crimes when he was a child. But not only these events archaeologists are considering exposing him, the ECB cricketing authorities are considering exposing him because they're so pathetic and cowed by this fringe extremist set, this woke witch hunt mob, that his own cricketing board that's supposed to represent him is considering exposing tweets he made, which weren't even rude. I mean, you look at what people were tweeting in 2012. It's absolutely incredible. All those Hollywood producers and directors, by the way, who were literally tweeting about how much they loved children, like they really loved children, James Gunn and all those perverts. Oh, that doesn't matter. This guy told someone was going out with an Asian, and he faces complete career ruination and cancellation. Absolutely incredible. What's more incredible is they're comparing it to the ISIS bride. They're literally saying, oh, Brits won't forgive Shamima Begum, so why should we forgive this 15-year-old, whoever he is, and Ollie Robinson, the England cricketer? Yeah, little bit of a difference there. Shamima Begum literally fled to Syria to join an international terrorist group, ISIS. She literally pointed automatic weapons at women in Syria because they were wearing brightly coloured shoes. And then we had this headline, ISIS bride leftist won back in UK stitched explosives into suicide vests. She literally stitched bombs into suicide vests for ISIS terrorists to ensure that they exploded when taken off. The left is comparing that behaviour to some 18-year-old kid who called himself the N-word on Twitter in 2012. Yeah, totally the same, isn't it? Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. And now they've found another one who was even younger, 15 years old, who didn't even tweet anything that was that rude or offensive. No, forget about it. No, no doubt he's white, but different standard, of course. But then he was defended by Oliver Dowden, who is the cultural secretary here in the United Kingdom. Headline out of Reclaim the Net, ironic, architect of UK online censorship bill condemns cancellation of cricket star for offensive tweets. This is Ollie Robinson, again, the cricketer, but the culture secretary is Oliver Dowden. Even after Robinson apologised for the tweets, he was still being condemned. But UK culture secretary Oliver Dowden responded by speaking out against the ECB's harsh punishment and tweeting, Ollie Robinson's tweets were offensive and wrong. They're also a decade old and written by a teenager. Teenager is now a man, has rightly apologised. The ECB has gone over the top. Turns out, though, that this same individual in the government who is defending the cricketer is behind the online safety bill, which will block social media websites in the UK or force them to pay hefty fines if they fail to remove legal but harmful content, which basically means anything that offends anyone. So massive hypocrisy there, massive hypocrisy on comparing a cricketer who said a rude word in 2012 to a literal ISIS jihadist wannabe in Shamima Begum. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
So these international cricketers have been engaged in this performative virtue signalling over the past, I guess, few months now at least, where it's a take-a-knee-style show of solidarity to speak out against discrimination in the world of cricket. The only guy I see being discriminated against is Ollie Robinson, for tweets he made 9 years ago when he was 18 years old. That's the only discrimination I see. The England cricket team is literally like half Muslim at this point. There's no racial discrimination. Everybody gets equal opportunity. Yet when offence archaeologists, woke extremist mobs, find his tweets from 9 years ago, he gets discriminated against. Now they've uncovered some from a guy when he was 15, and he's going to face the same punishment by the looks of it, again, to satiate this extremist woke mob. We have a similar situation in the United Kingdom with the upcoming Euro 2020 football championships, where the England team is still, over a year later after the death of George Floyd, taking a knee, despite the fact that the fans are exercising their free speech in booing, some of the fans at least, booing the England players taking a knee. We've got this clip here from Nigel Farage. I'm going to come back and talk about it afterwards. Because this tournament's going to go on for the next 3-4 weeks. England, if they get through the group stage, they could play 3, 4, 5, 6 games in this tournament
They're going to be booed by some sections of the fans at every single turn. Yet the idiotic manager, Gareth Southgate, has come out and said they're still going to continue doing it, despite the fact that, as everybody with an ounce of common sense knows, it's an explicitly political statement that endorses, supports Black Lives Matter specifically, yet they're still claiming it's just some vague equality performative thing. It isn't. We all know what it means. Here's Nigel Farage talking about that. We'll come back and talk about the latest on this after Farage. Here it is.
Well, a great summer of sport coming up, which is wonderful after lockdown. All sorts going on. The Derby, the Open Golf, Wimbledon, and, of course, Euro 2021, which will excite tens of millions of people in this country, as it always does. But I have a fear that Gareth Southgate, the England football manager, is putting himself out of touch with his own fans and with the country. Now, look, we know he's got a lot of black players in his team. We also know that footballers receive a huge amount of abuse for whatever reason. And I've no doubt that some of it is racial and unpleasant, and the players absolutely hate it. But what Southgate has done is fallen into a trap of saying he's keener for the England players to take the knee than ever.
We are collectively really disappointed that it happened. We are totally united on it. We're totally committed to supporting each other. We feel that more than ever determined to take the knee through this tournament. We accept that there might be an adverse reaction, and we're just going to ignore that and move forward.
Now, in the last two games, including tonight against Romania, as they take the knee before the game, the fans are booing. Is that because they're insulting the black members of the team? No, not a bit of it. It's because the great British public have sussed it. They've woken up to the fact that taking the knee to the Black Lives Matter organisation isn't about equality of opportunity, isn't about racial justice. It's about a Marxist organisation that wants to defund the police force, that wants to bring down Western capitalism, bring down our whole way of life, and replace it with a new communist order. Over 100 years ago, in Russia, class was used, class division was used as a means of fomenting the 1917 revolution and bringing about the wonderful new communist state that finished up, of course, being one of the most monstrous the world has ever seen. Now they're using race as a means not to bring people together, but actually to divide people. And the soccer fans have woken up to this, and they're booing loudly, and they will go on booing loudly all summer. Gareth Southgate and some of the England team just don't seem to understand what's really going on here. Now, in a way, why should they? They're not political figures. They're not public affairs commentators. You know, they are professional footballers and a very, very good and professional manager. But the moral of the story is very, very simple. All sporting teams, all sporting events should stay completely out of politics, not get engaged with any political gestures of any kind whatsoever. No good can come of it. And I fear we're headed for a summer where England football fans and their own team are going to find themselves in opposition to each other. It makes no sense. And I would urge Gareth Southgate, please just read the website of Black Lives Matter. Just understand what it's all about and commit yourself to getting on with producing a great football team and not getting involved in politics at all. Please, Gareth, do it. Otherwise, we're in for a really, really horrible, divisive few weeks.
So there you have it. England fans should continue to boo players taking the knee because it is explicitly political. Cricket fans should continue to boo, or at least start to boo, this show of solidarity, which again is basically the same thing. What it actually means is empowering it and satiating this extremist woke mob to cancel people for literal teenage tweets, while on the other hand they say we should all apologise and accept back into the country Shamima Begum, someone who literally joined ISIS and sold explosives into suicide vests. Yeah, we should accept her back. We should forgive her for her behaviour. Oh, but this 15-year-old with his edgy tweets, I mean, my God. He said, you went out with an Asian. How dare he? That's totally comparable, right? No, it isn't. Not on any sane level whatsoever. So continue to boo taking the knee. Headline out of RT, ex-Man United captain Ferdinand Black Lives Matter kneeling is nothing to do with politics. There's no valid reason for boos. No, they only literally desecrate war memorials and statues. They only literally on their own website call for the destruction of the nuclear family, the end of capitalism. Their founder, Patrice Cullors, the woman who just got caught spending millions of dollars on luxury properties in mainly white areas, literally says that her inspiration, her guru for founding Black Lives Matter, was a Marxist terrorist, a convicted cop killer, who is a fugitive now in Cuba. But it's not political at all. Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, friends of BLM activists shot in the head by four black gang members refused to talk to police to help find killers. Critics have slammed the friends of Black Lives Matter activist Sasha Johnson, who was shot in the head by a gang of four black men, after they appeared to care little about her life by refusing to talk to police to help convict the killers. Don't really care about her black life by the sounds of it, do they? Johnson was left in critical condition after being shot during a late-night party in South London last month. It appears as though she was caught in the middle of a gunfight between rival gangs. And they literally said, in the hours in the first 2 days after this was reported, that she was targeted, that she was shot in the head because she was a Black Lives Matter activist. Literal Labour MPs tweeting this with no information whatsoever. The next day it comes out, it's a gang hit. She wasn't even the target of it. She was caught in the crossfire. But it was a gang of four black men attacking another gang in South London. One of them has been charged. The other three have been freed on bail. So the police need to collect more evidence to convict these other murderers. But the black friends of Sasha Johnson, who were at this party last month, don't want to talk to the police. They don't seem to care about black lives anymore. Or more specifically, they don't seem to care about black lives when they're taken by other black people. Only white people, only white cops. I had a friend send me a message on WhatsApp about 2 hours ago. He lives in Crouch End, London, which is a big lefty area, but it's also very, you know, well-to-do, gentrified middle class. And he said, someone's literally been shot in the head right outside my house. He sent me a bunch of photographs. This wasn't even reported in the media at the time. I don't know if it is even now. And again, the victim was black. The perpetrators are black. Is Black Lives Matter UK going to come out with a statement on that? Did they come out with a statement decrying the four black gang members that shot Sasha Johnson? No, they said absolutely nothing, as they do every single time. Because they only care about black lives when they're taken by white people, which is kind of rare given that 90% of black people are killed by other black people. Meanwhile, Hartlepool's monkey statue to be given explanatory sign to avoid offending visitors. Council leaders in Hartlepool have decided a plaque must be placed on its famous monkey statue. This is an actual news story, by the way, not the Babylon Bee, to explain its origins in case people are offended by it following the Black Lives Matter protests and scrutiny over statues. Who are they pandering to? Who would be offended by a statue of a monkey, which is based on their local town history, because they hanged a monkey because they thought it was a French spy during the Second World War? Who would be offended by that? Who would think that that statue represented black people? Only actual racists. How in the hell are you pandering to them? That is completely insane. And yet another example of this hysterical identity politics cult that we are subjected to on a daily basis. More of them coming up next with Owen Schroyer, Summit.News. Don't go away.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com.
extend your life with extend your life.